Maris HaTorah and Perek Ches Seif Hey on page Mama Aleph. There are many differences between Chochmas HaTorah and Chochmas HaOlam. Many differences between the Shlemus of being a Jew and the Shlemus of being an Odom, Stam, a human being. And one of the basic differences that when it comes to Chochmas HaOlam, as we've learned many times, when it comes to Chochmas HaOlam, the Iker is really to get to the Tachlis, to reach whatever Shlemus a person can reach in that particular field, whether it's some discipline, science, or math, or whether it's a Shlemus, let's say, that a person is seeking to be an ethical, moral, decent human being. The tachlis is to get there. The tachlis is getting to that final desired goal of reaching that madrega, of coming to that madrega. Masha'enikein, we've spoken about this so many times. Masha'enikein, when it comes to Chochmas HaTorah and Ruchnius Bechlal, by Shlemus and Ruchnius, and Shlemus and Torah, the Ikkar is not to get to that point. We all believe that Hashem Yisbarach is the only one that could bring us to that point. Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, then shav omlu b'naf bay. We could make all the shtadlis in the world to reach whatever that shleim is, whatever we're trying to build, whether it's a Beis HaMikdash or something else. David HaMelech says, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis, shav omlu b'naf bay. If Hashem doesn't put it up, it's not going to happen. And all of the hard work will end up being for nothing. Hashem has megala this a number of times. In Chumash, as everybody knows, with the Mishkan, with that binyan of the Mishkan, up and down, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hukam HaMishkan. Hukam HaMishkan. There it is, Hukam HaMishkan. And it's with every binyan in Ruchnius, not just with building a Mishkan, building a Beis HaMikdash, any binyan of Kedusha. When it comes to Dvarim Shel Chol, when it comes to things of the world, and Chochmas HaOlam, the Emtsoyim, the Derech is not the Ikke, it's the destination. It's being there, not the path of getting there. But by us, it's the opposite. The Ikke is the path, the Ikke is the Derech, the Ikke is the Mahalach, because the Seif Dover, how it is, a person has to just let go and to stand back. As parents, those of us who are zeichet, the schus to be parents, know that you make your shtadlis, you try this, you do that, the derech. As far as how will it be at the end, if you ask, is this what you thought, is that what you expected? But it'll hopefully in a good way, and sometimes chalila not in a good way. But the ik is the derech. The shleimus is that's Akash Baruch Hu's Asik, but the emtsoim of reaching shleimus. That's the main thing that Hashem Baruch has given over to us, the derech, the mahalach, and that's what Rav Kook talks about in this. It's a longer sieve. It's very, very hard, but he's talking about the emtsoim, the mahalach. The means of getting to somewhere. Like be'etzem hasagas atachlis shel hashleimus haruchanis hu ikke hapelish abay. That's the way he says. Like be'etzem hasagas atachlis shel hashleimus. It's not reaching that tachlis of shleimus and whatever it is that in ruchnius that one was seeking shleimus. Like be'etzem hasagas atachlis shel hashleimus haruchanis hu ikke hapelish abay. That's not the greatest wonder. That something is finished, that the building goes up, that there's a shlemus that's reached in something in Ruchnius. Rav Kook says that's not the Ikka HaPela. Lo be'etzem asagas ha-tachlis shal ha-shleimus ha-ruchanis hu Ikka HaPela shabu. It's not the Ikka HaPela. It's also, of course, a person is astounded by how HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up such a building. And that's also a Pela. Meis Hashem ha-isas ha-is hineflas b'neinu. Of course it's a Pella. The person says, Me'ez Hashem Ha'isazayis. I couldn't have done this. I don't know how this came. Such a thing. Me'ez Hashem Ha'isazayis in the philosophy. And it was a wonder in our eyes. But the Ikka HaPela, as far as we're concerned, is the Derech, the Mahalach, the Emtsoim, the journey. Kim Ha'oifin Ha'hagah Eileha, the Ikka is Oifin ha-ha-goyle, how you got there. How you get to the Shlemus. Kim ba-oifin ha-ha-goyle, al-yidei ha-drochem ha-miyuchodim u-ru'uyim ha-sagosu. By following the particular and appropriate paths to reach that Shlemus. Sometimes you'll see a person, and there are stories about this in the Svarim, that when you see that person, he looks like he's betachlis ha-shleimus. You see something, and it looks to you like there's a shleimus. But since that person did not follow the drochem ha-ru'uyim, did not follow the appropriate derech to get there, then even though it appears that there's a shleimus, but the shleimus is not real. It's not a real shleimus. There are many times, many stories like that by tzaddikim with other people. Many stories. It has, for today, it looks like it's a shleimus. Today, but it's not. It's not a shleimus. It's not a binyan amiti. It's like going through a Hollywood set, you know? And you look and there's a, and you look around and it looks like there's something real. But then you go over there and you push it. It's not a building. It's gone. Just, it looks like it. And sometimes you mekana a person. You're jealous of somebody. You think the person's betachas shleimus. But he tried to skip steps. And he tried to follow drachim that are not ruyim, that are not according to halacha. Because the drachim haruyim were Hashem were given to us. And were handed down from generation to generation. What are the drachim haruyim? When we went through the Midbar, we're beginning now, this Shabbos is Bamidbar. When we went through the Midbar, there's a reason why we stopped here when we went and we stopped here when we went there. There's a reason why. There's a mahalach. The whole Sefer Bamidbar that was starting, we started already, of course, after Avdol, but last week, but we're starting now, we're coming into the parish of Shabbos. It's a Sefer of the Derech, of the mahalach, right? The other Sfarim are not about that. Those Sfarim are not about it. It's different. It's different. Without going into Vayrichas. But the whole Metzius of Sefer Bamidbar is how are we supposed to live when we're baderech, on the way? What difficulties are experienced whenever you're baderech? Because whatever our ancestors went through on those stops, whatever they went through in the Midbar, the good stuff and the bad stuff, whatever they went through, every single one of us has to go through and baderach. And that's the whole Sefer Bamidbar. The whole Sefer Bamidbar is in this nakuda of the difficulties along the way and how to contend with those difficulties that one confronts along the ways, which as we go through each parasha in Sefer Bamidbar, we talk about. Each one of us goes through those parashis, but derech. It's a sefer that is about the derech. There are drachim yuchadim, ruyim. There are necessary and appropriate things that take place that we have to do in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, in order to get to the Beis Hamikdash, to get to the tachlis. And each person in his own life to build a binyan. There should be a binyan amiti. There should be something which is real, not stam. A dimion of shleimus, but it should be an emes of shleimus. Al kain, Rav Kook says, tzarech sheyavara ha'adam la'atzmai Mahein hadrochim. Therefore, a person has to be mavar. Mahein hadrochim. What are the means? What is it that on this derech that I'm on to get the shleimus? So what are the appropriate means of getting to the goal? When I was in college, so I was supposed to be a lawyer. That's what the family was planning. So I wasn't sure what you're supposed to do to get there. So online in registration, I was talking to some of the guys, and they said, you got to take a lot of political science. That was my first mistake. There were many that followed. So I said, what does political science have to do with being a lawyer? So they said, that's the raid. No, that's what they say. You have to take political science. So now I'm asking, like, what does it have to do with the government of China? So that's what you have to do. Okay, that's the means of getting to the end. In other words, so my mother wanted I should be a lawyer, so then the way to do that is with political science, so I signed up for political science. The intelligent thing for any person to do is to be mavara, not in a silly way, in a serious way. Whenever you want to get to a certain goal, you have to try to be mavara. How does one get to that goal? So if your goal is to accomplish a certain thing, even in Gashmias, you have to mevar. What are the drachim haru'uyim to get to that goal? That's obvious. Even though a lot of times we're not doing that. I mean, that's the beginning of Mesil Zashar. Right? We're learning that yesterday with the Mesil Zashar Chabur. Yisoyda chasidis v'shoyer sh'avayda tamima she'yis barer v'yis ameis eitzel adam. Right? You have to be mevarer. Where do you want to get? What do you want? What's the tachlis? L'mayosim, ma'bato u'magamosai. And what is it that you have to be thinking about, planning out all of the days of your life? And what's that? You know that the amelus of a person should be kol yemei chayiv. Should be to follow the drachim that will get you to that tachlis. Again, whether you get to that tachlis at the end of the day, that's up to Hashem's bar. But there's a mahalach to get. There's a derech. There's a way to get to the tachlis. And therefore, akein sorach sheyevar ha'adam la'atzam ma'hein ha'drachim. What are the drachim? What are the appropriate ways? What are the mahalach? What's the mahalach to get to that? To get to that place? To get to the tachlis? Shal yodam davke yutziur of apnimiyim oimdim b'mayla toiva, that through these emtsaim, these means, these drachim haruuyim, shal yodam davke yutziur of apnimiyim oimdim b'mayla toiva, that it should maintain that your inner world, and that your commitment to the tachlis should be oimdim b'mayla toiva, should stand b'mayla toiva in a good way. Shem garmim shiyu misalim kol ma'isiv chafotziv rikshoisav uvehem yidbak. All of one's actions, all of one's emotions are elevated by remaining consistently attached to the proper means of getting to your goal, not to get distracted. The tzaris that we had in Sefer Bamidbar, and there was no shortage, the problems that we had all really, really, Vayhi b'shalach parvus ha'am in Sefer Shmos, l'nochem elokim derech eretz plishtim yikarav hu, something happened, for whatever reason, not going into now, everybody knows. There was a mahalach. The mahalach should have been 11 days. It should have been 11 days from Har Chayrev to Eretz Yisrael. It's not a big mahalach. It should have been 11 days, the whole thing. By foot, with millions of people. It wasn't a long trip. It ended up 40 years. Something happened. We made a wrong left, a wrong right. You got something happened. Supposed to be a couple of days. Ended up being 40 years. Arboim shana okut badar. Va'oimar am toye leva v'heim. No finish. V'heim? V'heim lo yodu? Drachai. V'heim lo yodu drachai. It's the ikitzar of life. Arboim shana okut badar. Va'oimar am toye leva v'heim. V'gat fablonjit. I'm paraphrasing. But we got fablonjit. We got lost. The tachlis is to come to menuchasi, to come to that place where you have to come to. But him lo yodu drachai. And the galus is now also more than 40 years we're dragging around over here. Vehem lo yodu drachai. We're learning in the morning that das is an inner, das means his chabrus and his kashrus. To know where to connect to know what to stay away from, and v'heim lo yodu drachai. There's a derech, and there are drachim ru'uyim to get from point A to point B, to get from Har Sinai to Yerushalayim. There's a mahalach. There are drachim, and at the very root of our existence, something went wrong by derech, and ever since then. We get distracted. And all of the stops and all of the detours are part of life. That's what Sefer HaMidbar is all about. All of the detours, all of the distractions that we have to overcome, the snakes and the scorpions of the desert, are mechshalim, are obstacles that we have to contend with in the derech of life. We have the advantage of thousands of years of Jewish living and of Mesorah and of Torah Shebaal Peh, and whereas it used to be, you know, sometimes you can go somewhere where, oh, now you have the GPS, a lot better if someone has a GPS. If you don't have a GPS, the mahalach that was always is you go some places and they'll have a sign, and the people that made the sign, they hold it, that's going to hold you. They believe that's going to keep you all right on the right derech for like the next 500 miles. Even though there's other stuff going on. So you have places where there's only a sign. And they assume that you're a little bit of a chacham with the drachim and that you're going to find a way just to give you a sign. They don't want to spend so much money to have so many signs. For people who have a poor sense of direction, that's very, very bad. Only to have occasional signs. You know, I like when they started having exit a mile and a mile and a half. You know what I'm saying? When you have like little, like along the way, in between, you have little things like, don't forget. You know? They didn't always have that. They started having that. I don't remember when they started that. It wasn't always that they had a sign to prepare you. It was always you get there. And then there were people like me that were always like, going through two lanes and trying to get out, you know. So here they have, they make hachanis. They said, listen, if you better think about getting to the right lane soon. It's going to be over there, an exit. And they tell you, this is your exit, remember, this is your exit. And they have signs and more signs as there's the hiskatnes hadayus, and to get further and further and further away from remembering the mahalach, so there are more signs. That's what Torah Shavata. Tziyunim bahalacha. Sharm mitzuyonim bahalacha. Means signs. We need a lot of signs. Teresh B'Chsav, you see, in the beginnings, the early times of the Nevi'im, there are very few signs. There were signs, but there are very, very few. Teresh B'Chsav, there are very few. There's just very few signs far apart. In the early Adaris, that was enough. In the early Adaris of the Nevi'im, they needed more, but it was not so much. And over the generations, we have Every inch along the way, there's another sign. Beware, beware. There's all of these signs. Because it's so easy to get lost. Very, very easy to get lost. So Hashem Yisrael gave us over the years, as we've forgotten our way, more and more, so Hashem has given us more and more signs. So now we see the Svarim that are coming out. The Svarim, so many Svarim are coming out and different ways to help us. There's a signs. It's still from Har Sinai, and the place we're going to is Yerushalayim. But we need a lot more signs to get to Yerushalayim. It's harder. So Rav Kook says that to the degree that a person remains attached, uvahem yidbak, to the degree that we remain attached, we connect ourselves to these emtsoim, to the signs, to the means of getting to the end, then everything will be mis'ala, our thoughts, our emotions, our actions will be mis'ala. Again, in Chachmas Ha'olam, you don't have that. There's no inyan of an aliyah because I'm working to get to that goal. It's just I have to do this to get to there. But it's not that there's an aliyah that takes place on the derech. The aliyah takes place when you get there. But Hashem is Baruch made it for us in such a way that the aliyah, if a person is dovuk, if a person is attached to the signs, to the mahalach, and he does what he's supposed to along the way, which is halacha, so then he has in everything, there's an aliyah in his life. That itself brings a tremendous aliyah in his life. Of course, the danger is always, and we spoke about that earlier in the Sefer, the danger is that you forget that there's such a thing as Yerushalayim. You just get lost, and you settle in. That has happened also. It's one of the problems. You just settle in someplace, and you get lost over there. I mean, you don't get lost. You settle, but you're settling along the way. You give up on Yerushalayim. There's such a thing like that too. Many, 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 many people have done that. I'm not talking about people that are not from. Obviously, I'm talking about people who are from. Where they think that the whole tachas of Yiddishkeit is this particular inyan, this particular sugya, this particular piece of Yiddishkeit that's really a derech. It's not Yerushalayim. It's just along the way. And it's wonderful. And it gives tremendous aliyah. But it's still not Yerushalayim. And you have to be very careful. You have to make a distinction between the derech and the emtsoi and the tachlis. The way of getting someplace and being someplace. This is a very big inyan nowadays. It's not so pashut anymore. It used to be much easier. Because there's so many signs. And the rest stops are very, very... Can you imagine a person who's going up to the Catskills for the summer and he stops off at one of those places along the way? What's it called where we all go, the Jews? Huh? No. Salzburg. Salzburg. That's it. You have minyanim there. That is in Salzburg. Yeah, a lot of minyanim. They stop, I think, with the chalm. Yeah. There were problems over there. They heard the drush. Yeah, no, that wouldn't do it. So imagine a person comes there. He comes, like we used to go in the old days, with a station wagon with four layers of stuff on top with those straps that are beginning to tear, you know, hooked over. And you go and you come to Slotsburg and then you say, you know what, I really like it here. These benches are nice. I have a minion. You can get some food. It's cold soda. So you just take your stuff off the car and say, Kinloch, let's stay here for the summer. But that's a very easy thing to happen if you have a nice stop along the way. That's what happened to all of us in a certain way. What are we doing over here? It's a stop. And if you have to be in a certain place, then you know that it's a piece, it's a place, it's a sign along the way. It's not the end. It's along the way. Don't make a stop. Don't make Slotsburg into the mountains. That's a silly mush. I mean, that's not a tachlis. That's not a tachlis. But using that as you have to remember what to make a chiluk. But still, you see that a person has an aliyah along the way. And not only that, all of his actions, all of his thoughts, as long as he remains faithful to the destination, the goal, and committed to keeping all of the stops and staying on that path. In the world, the pleasure, the joy is only when you get to the end. We have this along the way. And that's the way of Yiddishkeit. It's the way of halacha. It's the way to reach shleimus. V'chein b'limud ha-Torah. And when it comes to learning, shebechlolus, hechreich yusai kelechem laguf. In general, you cannot come to shleimus of Yiddishkeit without learning Torah. It's like the bread that the body needs. It's the food that we need to survive. In general, the learning of Torah is hechrech yusas kalechem laguf. The hechrech that we must learn is like bread to the body. Ubiyoyser limud hatzad ha'iyuni shaba. And in particular, learning that side of Torah, that's ha'iyuni shaba, the deeper part of Torah. Ha'iyuni means the deeper, the pnimius, the deeper part of Torah. Shuhu ha'ikr ha'miroimim is a nefesh, which is the ikr that uplifts the soul. What's Rav Kook saying here? This is the point of all that we're learning and of the entire sefer. This is Rav Kook's whole life, was this nekuda of limud hatzad ha'iyuni shaba, of beginning to, of returning to the learning of the tzad ha'iyun, the deeper parts of Torah, to learn pnimiyus ha'Torah. That limud of the tzad ha'iyun shaba, what is that? So let's go back to our marshal. Let's go back to Yerushalayim. That the tzad ha'iyuni means learning all of the time about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, everything, Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim. And learning ba'oimik, what's Yerushalayim? What's the Beis HaMikdash? What's Mashiach? Because that's the tachlis, right? That's the destination. That's where we want to get to. When you learn Pnimiyus HaTorah, you're learning about the goal, the objective, Dveikus B'Hashem. Dveikus B'Hashem. Emuna. Yichud Hashem. You're learning about when you're learning the Tzad HaIyuni of Torah, when you learn Pnimiyus HaTorah, you're not learning about really the way to get to Yerushalayim. You're learning about Yerushalayim. You're learning about Beis HaMikdash. You're learning about Mashiach. That's where everybody's so, even people that don't know what Kabbalah is, they want to know what it is. They want to learn it. Because they want to be in Yerushalayim. They want to be at the end. They want Shleimus. So everybody knows that this is, that's it. That's Hashem. That's Hashem. So everybody wants Hashem's Baruch. Everybody wants Hashem's Baruch. They want to get to Yerushalayim. So everybody is all interested in Mashiach and Yerushalayim and Chis HaMeisim and Gilgulim. They want to know all that stuff. And the Tzad HaIyuni is the story of Yerushalayim. The deeper part of Torah is the story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the story of the Neshama. It's the story of Yerushalayim and Mashiach. And therefore, we must learn that Tzad HaIyuni Shabba. We must learn it, or else we forget why we're doing all of this. We forget why we say Maida'ani. We forget why we set out on this trip to begin with. There are many Jews that are like that they don't remember why they set out on the trip. They don't know why they went there on the trip. They don't know. They don't know there's such a thing anymore as Yerushalayim. They think that this is it. They don't remember. So you can go to a person that learns, that's very involved in the Torah of the Derech, and the Halach, and the Gemara, and so on, and you say to him, where is the Baruch Shalom fit into all this? Is somebody talking about? What are you starting up with that? Are you talking about God? No, this has nothing to do with God. This has to do with Tosfos. What does that have to do with God? Of course, you don't ask that. You don't start talking about God in the middle of Tosfos. If they know there's a God all the time, and maybe the stop is the Svam say to remember. But what's happening is, and what's happened to many people, and that's what the tzaddikim, Abishun Baichari, Nairizal, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the tzaddikim, the Gra, And this Nakuda. Never to forget Yerushalayim. Never forget Mashiach. Not to forget why we're doing all of this. L'shem Yichud Kudshu Birchu Shchinta. Why are we doing all of this? So the Tzad Ha'iyuni, the deeper part of Torah, is like bread to the body. Because if you don't have it, you're going to die. The body's not going to manage. It's not going to live. You're never going to get close to Yerushalayim. All of Torah, that's what Kirk says, Becholius. All of Torah is bread to the body. Becholius. But especially, B'yayis Elimit Atzadah Yunishabel. Now, he's not talking about how you divide your time. Rav Kook wasn't suggesting that people spend their entire day learning Pnimis HaTorah. He had a program of learning. We know from the yeshiva what he set up, how the learning should go. Of course, the Ikka amount of time is spent learning. Marashi Taisis. And Halacha. Very much Halacha L'maisa. But there must be, in every single day, there must be a time for the Tzad Ha'iyuni Shabbat to stop and to talk about Yerushalayim. To talk about Mashiach, to talk about the Tachlis, to talk about why are we doing all this stuff, where are we going with all of this, to remember where we're. The Balei Musa was screaming about this, the Talmud Yevil Shem was screaming about this. You have to do that. If you don't think about Yerushalayim, if you don't think about Mashiach, you don't think about the end, you don't think about the Tachlis. So where's the Hesroimim was going to come from? Omnam, however, So if Cook points to a fascinating thing that all the Kadmonim talk about, if this is so important, if this is the Ikkar HaSrayimus that we have, is that Tzad Ha'iyuni Shaba, Mashiach, Tchias HaMeisim, the Neshama, who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then how come the Torah doesn't talk about that stuff? I mean, openly. Talk about it. Say it out. The Torah doesn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim. Oz Yoshe Moshe, Mikan. There's a remez, there's a hint of Tchias HaMeisim. Olam Haba, all the Rishonim talk about the obvious absence of the bigger things, of the Tachlis, of the goal. The Torah doesn't spell out the goal. The Torah doesn't spell out the end, the place where we're going to. The Torah doesn't spell it out. That's an absolutely astonishing thing. The Torah doesn't talk about these things. Only Beremes. I mean, it's everywhere, but it's all hinted. So of course it could not be written out clearly. These things could not be spelled out, not in Torah Shebichsav, for sure not, and not even in Torah Shebaalpeh. With Torah Shebaalpeh, of course, there's much more. In an open way, in a clear and expansive way, the Torah Shebichsav Shebaal Peh, what? Shatzad Ha'iyuniba Hu Ha'ikar B'Limud. It's not spelled out. That the Limud, that this learning and thinking about, the Pnimius, the Tachlis, that's the Ikar HaLimud. That's the main Limud of Torah. This could not be spelled out anywhere. And the Tachlis is not spelled out clearly. And this limud as being the tachlis of limud is not spelled out clearly. And that's why, if you go outside of here and we go to walk around and talk to people about this, they'll say, what are you, that's crazy, that's not Yiddishkeit, it's apikarsis, it's kriya, what are you talking about? Akidekach, is it something which is covered and hidden? Only those who learn Pnimis HaTorah know that this is the truth. But those who stop in Sloatsburg, they don't know that. What?
Stopping is not a problem. Staying there.
Stop, I mean, they're settling. Those who settle in Sloatsburg. We'll use that as a hint now. Settle in S-I-S. Whenever we feel we're getting into that, we'll say S-I-S. Now, how about the guy? S-O-S. So we'll have S-I-S. Don't settle in slow spirit. That's a dumb thing, but now for the rest of my life, every time I pass Lodzberg, I'm like, I can only not. S-I-S. Don't settle in Lodzberg. Shatzadim behu ikabalimut. Rav Kook says it can't say this. The Torah doesn't say it. Can't say it. Not Torah Shabbosav, not Torah Shabbosav. Everybody wants to hear. A guy is learning Torah. It's his second day in yeshiva. He says, what's about Chiyas HaMesim? I heard that the dead come back to life. Where's that? Just say this, we're learning Hamafkit now. Yeah, but what about Chiyas HaMesim? What about Mashiach? What about... You'll find out about that if you learn Hamafkit. You'll find out about that. But it doesn't say in Hamafkit. It's the Ikka. All the Havayis of Abai and Rava, all of the Pilpulim, all of the Torah along the way, Baderech, it's not the Ikka. It's all food for the bad. But Rabbi Yochanan calls it Dover Cotton. The Havayis of Abai and Rava, the discussions along the way, are all called Dover Cotton. My Simakava, my Sibrachis, my Simakava, Tzadha Yuni Shibutayr, that's called Dover Godel. That's the end. That talks about the end. Talks about the Tachlis. Talks about why we're doing these things. Why are we doing these things along the way? That's what Pnimis HaTor talks about. And yet, it cannot be in Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbat. It can't be open and clear. It's all there, but it can't be laid out in an open and obvious way. And it's also not open. It's also not open and obvious that it's the Ikka. Kidavke ha'ara al ha'emtsoyim. It's interesting. Rav Kook says, Davke, the Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbosav are concentrating and focusing on the means to get to the end, which means Limud HaTorah, Nigla, Shas and Poskim, Mitzvahs, Talos, Tefillin, Shabbos, Yontiv, Mikveh, B'chulu B'chulu, all of the practical meat and potatoes of Yiddishkeit. That's what we see in Torah Shabbosav and Torah Shabbosav. Shem L'chayra, the next page. Nemuchim mi'etzim ha'tachlis. L'chayra, these things, these stops, or these drachim haruim, these proper means of getting to the end, are nemuchim be'etzim ha'tachlis, that Shem L'chayra nemuch, they appear to us to be, nemuchim means lower, much lower. A much less importance and significance than the Etzem HaTachlis, than the destination. The Tzad HaYuni Shabbat, Pnimis HaTorah talks about the destination. It's all about Yichud Hashem and Dveikus B'Hashem. That's the Tachlis. When we look at these Emtsayim, these means of getting to the Tachlis, it looks to us like Nemuchim Me'etzem HaTachlis. They're much lower than the Tachlis. So because of that, Rav Kook says, Tzvichi Hashpar Yoyse G'dole Me'ha'ara Al Divya Tachlis. Therefore, because it's natural for a person, like we spoke about before, it's natural to want to get to zoom right to the Tachlis and to just be in Yerushalayim, Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, all of that, Neshama, Yichud Hashem, because it's natural. And that's how it is with the rest of the world. Everything with the Chochmas Olam is just to get. It's natural. So obviously there's a very, very, very great danger that people are going to try to ignore or to emphasize less and pay less attention to the drachim haruim, and they're going to just try to go straight for the end zone. because we see that the tachlis Yerushalayim, that's a big thing, and the emtsayim, the means of getting there, like we learned with the fruit and the tree and so on, the means to getting there, that's not exciting. That doesn't have the aura, the light of the tachlis. So Rav Kook says, therefore, davka, the stops need to be filled with a tremendous amount of light and need to have a tremendous hashpa. Yoyse gedolim ha'or al divrei tachlis. More than the attention that's given to the tachlis. Why? Ki b'teva ha'nefesh. Because it's the nature of the soul. Ki b'teva ha'nefesh. Inim sheches al tachlis yoyse melehem tzayim. It's natural for the soul to be more attracted to and drawn to the tachlis. More than the emtsayim. It's natural for this guy that came to yeshiva the first day to be more interested in tchias emeisim than hamachkid, than learning about gemara. It's natural. The women who are not in the inyan of learning hamachkid. So their diburim are very, very naturally, they're very comfortable with inyanim of Yichud Hashem and the Dvar Hashem and Nevuah and Chassidus and Avoda and Pnimius and so on. They're very comfortable with that. The only women that have like, the women that you see, they become Baalas Shittas, they become like Shittas, you know, they have Shittas against Pnimius, is because they're just, because their husband keeps on talking like that. If that husband, God forbid, would die, and then he marries somebody else, and the next guy is talking about Pnimius, then she'd be talking Pnimius. Because Noshim died in cows. It doesn't mean that's not an insult, because they're not Isaac, I'm Afghan. There was the emesis that people naturally are drawn to the tachlis. There's an unnatural thing that's called the emsoim along the way. And the emsoim are crucial. And most attention must be paid to the emsoim. That means mitzvahs and learning it. So. Those who are not caught up in the emtsayim, in the path, so they naturally have a connection to the tachlis. They feel naturally, because that's the natural state of a human being, that he feels a connection to Yerushalayim, he feels a connection to Mashiach, he feels a connection to Tchias HaMeisim, because that's the machavos of Olam, like what's the tachlis, what am I doing all this, why am I getting, what's the point of all this? It's the nature of the soul to be more attracted to and drawn to the tachlis, the final destination, the goal, than to the way of getting there. So people who are not learned, who are not learning, who are not in the world of the emtsayim, their minds are naturally on the subject of the tachlis more. Which is so you see an odd thing that you have people that they're Bali Tshuva, or they weren't learning, or they're barely from, or the Jews that are not even religious. And they're asking a lot of questions about the tachlis. They want to know what's the tachlis. And the people, and there are people who are supposedly teaching them, even Makar of them, who haven't thought about the tachlis in 40 years. It's a strange shidduch. It's a very, very strange shidduch. So what they've done, a lot of the yeshivas, the Bali Tshuva yeshivas, to try to just squash that whole inyan of the tachlis. And to say, listen, you want to be a firm person, stop thinking about that stuff. I'll stop talking about God. I'm not saying this is something that's done consciously, but the program, the curriculum, is to stop thinking about God, and let's just talk about them inside. But these were people who were naturally drawn to them inside. That's what led them to Yiddishkeit. Not to the emsoim, to the tachlis. They were naturally connected to the tachlis. That was, they wanted to know, how do I get to Yerushalayim? How do I get to Yerushalayim? It's one thing when you tell a 5-year-old kid in school just to be quiet and stop asking questions and put your finger on the place. It's another thing when you're telling it to a 25, 30-year-old intelligent adult. Stop asking questions about the tachlis and just keep over here with them. Sorry. What are you talking about, Yerushalayim? What are you talking about the tachlis? That's natural for a person to be interested in the tachlis. But that's why it could be very dangerous. And that same sweet little Baal Tshuva, or that person that doesn't learn it, doesn't know the person that's not from, they might not ever end up getting God forbid to Yerushalayim. Because the people, at least the people who are in the Mitzrayim, the problem is they got settled in that. But of course, they're in a place that's leading to Yerushalayim. You could just get totally sidetracked if you don't follow the signs. What are the signs? Halacha, learning, Shas, Poskim, Shemarach, living as a Jew, mitzvahs. Those are the signs. That's the Mahalach. So as far as the Tachlis is concerned, Rav Kook says the Torah. When you learn, especially if you learn Navi, we get a sense of the Tachlis. We know where we're going. It's not spelled out. It's not opened up clearly. But Hashem gave us our neshamas that are pulling us and drawing us to the Tachlis, and we just have to go along with that, and it's natural to do. But the Emsayim people are not naturally attracted to it. And that's why the means are not something that naturally are attractive, or that draw you in or pull you in. That's why, especially in the later years, Hashem sent into the world all kinds of great geniuses who are making the stops in Sloatsburg more enjoyable. Reb Chaim Biske, Reb Shimon Shkop, the Rogatchev, the Avinezer. They were sent because people they're not thinking about the Tachlis. They're going to give up the whole thing unless, at least if you make the stops pleasant. So at least you make it pleasant along the way. What will happen to Tachlis? So Hashem will pick everybody up and, like by Pesach, and take us over there. But to make the stop along the way pleasant, because people are not naturally interested in that. They're not naturally drawn to that. The nitty gritty of Yiddishkeit, that's not what naturally is attractive and exciting and interesting. So Hashem Yisbach sent the light of great tzaddikim to the world over the years to make that more exciting, more interesting, so you can get all. You never have to talk about God, but you could be a firm person. You talk about Yiddishkeit all day long, but you never. I mean, you talk in Yiddishkeit all day long, but you're never talking about Yiddishkeit. So at least people will, at least they'll be on the path. They won't got to go altogether off. But the Torah doesn't spell out, doesn't talk openly so much about the Tachlis, because that's natural. The Torah focuses on making sure that we follow the Drachim Haruim. And one's imagination never has problems thinking about Yerushalayim. The imagination never has problems thinking about Mashiach, about the end, about Hashem. There's never a problem with the imagination. Adim lo yachlok will not disagree. One's imagination will not argue al erech on the value of etzem atachlis shel hashleimus. Will never argue to say that the tachlis of the shleimus is not choshev. No, the imagination will never argue with that. Ki im alay mitzayim. But a person's imagination that we're learning in the morning, ahodam chofshi b'dem yoinai, the imagination will take a person far away. It could take him very far away from what? From halacha and from gemara and from mitzvahs. It could take him far away. The imagination could say, the weather's nice. What do you think? God wants us to sit in the house all day on Shabbos, to sit in the Smedrash. He wants us to go to the beach on Shabbos. There are a lot of people that came to that maskana. The imagination can take a person very far away. Therefore, Hashem, in Torah Shabbos, Sabbath, Torah Shabbos, he addresses this Nakuda. Be'ikar, he addresses the Derech, the Mahalach. The whole Sefer Bamidbar, the Emtsoim. He didn't. It's interesting. Hashem didn't just take us straight there to show. Okay, there's this chait, that chait. Okay, no. He didn't take us right into Yerushalayim. It's like this. He didn't take us straight into Yerushalayim. And he gave us in Sefer Bamidbar a mahalach of how to live on the way. So therefore, of course, says, when it comes to Emtsoim, when it comes to halacha and gemara and mitzvahs, practical mitzvahs, there a person's dimyon resists. The imagination doesn't go for that stuff. Imagination doesn't go for washing my hands and make sure that I wash exactly till here. So yeah, you could have a guy that's thinking about Mashiach, thinking about Yerushalayim, he's got his eyes closed, he's humming a beautiful niggun, and he washes his hands until here. So Hashem Yisbach has to spell these things out, Rabbi Yisai. You're not going to get to that stuff. I know where you want to go. That's the destination. And I want you to go there. You have to go to Yerushalayim. But I want you to understand, you can't get to Yerushalayim if you're going to wash until you, your knuckles. Al Yom Kippur. You got to wash your whole hand, and you have to learn Hilchos and Tehillos Adayim. You have to know what you're doing, and it has to be a proper cup. And you can't go like this a little bit on the fingers and go to eat and to make hamotzi. Now the imagination's not interested in it. What does imagine? My imagination cares about knuckles and about hands. Imagination's Yerushalayim, Malachim, Tchis HaMesim, the Neshama. The imagination has all this big stuff on its program. And the Tosh B'Chassav, Tosh B'Peh, for the most part, not are silent, but are very quiet, only with hints about the big stuff. Mostly what's talking about is, take a look and see if you're washing your hands properly. Make sure you wash your hands properly. You don't wash like that a little bit. Make sure you're washing your hands the way a Jew has to wash his hands. You know why? Because those are the emtsayim. That's the derech. If you're going to be careless, you're not going to get to Yerushalayim. You're going to get stuck someplace along the way and settle in a different way. Or you won't settle. You get totally fablonged, God forbid, not settling into that, that's different. You're going to get totally lost, God forbid, and you'll think you're going to Yerushalayim, you're not going to Yerushalayim, you end up, God forbid, in Tibet somewhere. You'll end up in a commune in the Catskills. Some Indian commune in the Catskills, because there they're talking about, there you get God without washing your hands, you know, without the Mishnah Berurah. That's what happens to a lot of people also. They can't stand it. They just want to know about Mashiach. They want to know about Yerushalayim. They don't want to know about washing their hands. So they can't. So they go, and they're not hearing anything about the Tzad HaYumi Shabbat. So they just say, forget it. I'm just going to head. I'll find a different way of getting to Yerushalayim. So how do they? So they go to the Guru. They'll get away. That's how they're going to get to God. Because They want to get there. They want to be with Hashem. But where they are, the people are just telling them, just wash your hands and this and that. You can't have one without the other. But to understand why the Torah Shabbat and Torah Shabbat are in the open, talking more about, much, much, much more about washing their hands, is because as far as the Tachlis is concerned, the imagination takes us there all the time. A healthy imagination is thinking about that all the time. Of course, over the years, we have to talk more and more and more about that. Because we're not healthy. The Demyonis are taking people to Wall Street and to other places. Not to Yerushalayim. That the Tachlis is to get to Wall Street. So we need to learn much more about the Tzad, obviously the Tzad HaYuni Shabbat. That's what he says. Ki Malam Mitzayim Yitar Chisron HaSagosa VeHevsed Tzviroso Shev Shela HaSigis HaTachlis Gam Bilo Adam. Because the person makes a terrible mistake. He thinks he can get to Yerushalayim without Shulchan Aruch, without Gemara, without Halacha, without learning, without keeping things properly. He just wants to talk about these things. He wants to talk all day long about these things and think about these things. So therefore, and he's going to ignore. Not only is he going to ignore learning Gemara and learning Halacha, he's also going to ignore, at some point he'll start to ignore observing Halacha. He'll stop keeping mitzvahs. So he can walk around all day long. And first he'll walk, he'll have a Zohar in his hand. And then he sees that a lot of people are getting upset with him, a lot of people annoyed with him. And then you'll see him a year later, he's holding some book on the Eastern religion in his hand. He didn't want to be busy with the emtsayim. You have to have both. So this person thought she'ev shel ha'asig is a tachlis gam biladam. He thought that he could reach Yerushalayim without halacha, without shas and poskim. Therefore, shas and poskim, tershav sar and tershav peh go out of their way, because this is for people that are weaker. Naturally, people have a bigger imagination, and the seichel is not as strong. They're much, much more drawn to things about the neshama and chizam mesim. By nature, people are drawn to that. Even people that are not firm, they want to talk about these things. So you see, just look at the titles of, go through things and see the titles of books and the New Age Judaism. Everybody, and to give title to the, there's a shiur being given on Jewish mysticism for the 21st century. You think, what's going to get more? Jewish mysticism for the 21st century, or a shiur on Daf Ches and Menachos? Who's going to get more people coming to the shiur? The advertisement. The seichel's weak. So the dimyon is strong. So the dimyon wants it. The dimyon wants mysticism and Kabbalah. The dimyon. So therefore, the Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, Dafka emphasize more the inyan of the emtsoim, of the way to get there. All right, we have to continue. We're only by derech.